I want to speak about myself, how my family left our village and became refugees. My family was lived in Bejbrin village to the west of Hebron, about 25 kilometers. At that time, my father and my mother was married 2 years only. I am the first one and the only one for them. When the conflict began and some aeroplanes came to our villages and make many bombs around the village and inside the village, from that some massacres happened. Some villages, they are afraid. Unweaponed people, they go out of the village to save them, themselves. And they said, after 1 week or more or less, we will return to our villages. They haven't anything, only their clothes. When the problem took a longer time, my father was at that time about 27 years old. He go with his uncle, who was a friend for him in the same age, to the village so as to bring something from our house. When they entered at night, there was a wire, but they did not saw it. Yeah, and there's a mine in the entrance of the house. Yeah, the mine exploded and the wall falling on the two persons, and they died at that time. My mother and my grandfather, my uncles also, know or hear from some people who go to the village that my father and my uncle was died, and my grandfather go to the village and make a grave for the two persons and return. Yeah, we're still a refugee beside our village about 6 or 7 months. After that, they heard that UNRWA established a camp south of Hebron. They joined to the camp. I live in the camp. At that time, I was small, but I remember everything from my childhood at that time. We walk in the street without shoes, with an old clothes. But the main thing that I thanks UNRWA for it, for the education, really. They established schools. But at that time, the school was a tent also. Yeah, when I was in the first and the second class, I remember it. When we sat on the desk, especially in winter, we raised our leg so as the water go under our feet. After that, in 1956, when the issue not solved, UNRWA helped the people so as to build shelters for them. For the family from 6 persons, they give him 1 room for everything. The family over the 6 person until 12, they give him 2 rooms. But at 67, when the Arab-Israeli conflict, at that time that happened a war, and Israel occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. After that, I go to Bejbrin, really, so as to see the village and to see my father's grave. At that time, I have a big shock that I can't enter the village because it's demolished, all of it, and there is a fence around the village. This is the bad thing that I remembered every time. I can't visit my father's grave. I continue my study in Fawar camp from the first stage until 9, and after that I go to Hebron to continue my study from 9 to 12, and go also for the teacher institute in Ramallah, which UNRWA is responsible on it. I work as a teacher for about 25 years, 7 of them as a school supervisor for physical education. And then I worked here as a camp services officer or a director of the camp for AIDA and BGPN or AZI camp. Then I retired. When I was working with UNRWA, I continued my study in Arab Beirut University in LO. And in 72, I married head teacher of Fawar Girls School. I have 3 boys and 1 girl, 2 of them are doctors, and 1 as an engineer. And my daughter is a pharmacist.